Four Yemenis, including two children, have been killed in the late have rather been the latest victims of Saudi Arabia's relentless aggression against its southern neighbors. Saudi warplanes have pounded a residential district in Sana'a province and killed three people. An airstrike also killed a Yemeni and wounded another in Saada. Meanwhile, Ansarullah fighters and allied armed units carried out a retaliatory attack in Asir region on Saudi soil. They fired two ballistic missiles on a military base. Yemeni army forces also killed two Saudi soldiers with sniper fire in the kingdom's Jizan region. Saudi Arabia started its air campaign against its southern neighbor in March 2015. Nearly 9,600 Yemenis, mostly civilians, have been killed in the military aggression. Well, joining us now via satellite from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a, is our correspondent, Mohammed Al-Attab, who's here to bring us up to speed on the recent victims and the recent casualties, rather, as a result of the Saudi aggression on Yemen and also of the retaliatory attacks carried out by the Ansarullah.
Yes, the Saudi airstrikes have mainly targeted the Nahm district, which is 50 kilometers far from the Sana'a capital. Over 50 air raids have been carried out in this region, which extends from the province of Marib to the outskirts of Sana'a. Many casualties have happened also because of these kind of indiscriminate bombardments, particularly in the regions of Malah and Barran and Maswara. That has left many casualties among the civilians, their agricultural lands and their houses. As previously, they have carried out this airstrike that has targeted a market in Adara village, which left at least over 30 people killed there. Similarly, they carried out in capital Sana'a an airstrike on a snack food factory that left also 10 workers there killed. Similarly, also they have carried out also in the province of Taiz many airstrikes and all in the continuation of the Yemeni army and backed by the armed units. They have made these kinds of retaliatory operations on the gatherings of the mercenaries loyal to the former president Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi, and also who are fighting alongside of the Saudi Arabia against their own country. They have targeted in Al Makha with the ballistic missile. They have left many casualties among the mercenaries, also the Yemeni army backed by the armed units. They have also launched a ballistic missile on Khamis Mushaid Air Base, from which the airplane, the warplanes are taking off to bomb Yemen. Also, they have targeted a military camp, as you mentioned, and such retaliatory operations are being applauded by Yemeni people, especially after this borderline have witnessed a short-lived ceasefire, and that ceasefire has not been respected by Saudi Arabia, which after the following the failure of the talks, especially which after foiling all after they have put and put many obstacles before for the Yemeni delegation, as they have what they want to force on them to retire, to withdraw from all areas and to hand over their weapons. They want to put the cart before the horse. This is the description of the delegation. This cannot be accepted by Yemenis, who are willing to fight against the Saudi invasion, and also what is happening in the Nahm district. The Saudi Arabia has already declared that it's attempting to take control over the regions and villages of Nahm. This is the Saudi strategy, but so far it has been fighting this area for over 5 months, but so for no avail. But the main victims are the civilians and villagers there, who are the victims of such indiscriminate bombardment, and such a strategy will make a failure, especially that the observers describe that the people could not would not accept the occupation of a foreign country on their territories. So far, the extension of the talks for nearly a month, it is a strategy to give Saudi Arabia a leverage in the and the anticipated talks. But so far, such a 1 month long chance for Saudi Arabia to achieve any military gains in the, on the ground would not give Saudi Arabia any kind of leverage. Especially Yemenis have been resolute that they wouldn't want to have any peace talks with the Saudi Arabia and its mercenaries after they achieve many gains inside the Saudi territories and force Saudi Arabia to totally end its aggression against Yemen and also pay the cost of the destruction and the death that has taken place
right.
in Yemen.
Thank you very much, Mohammed. Press TV's Mohammed Al-Attab joining us from the Yemeni capital, Sana'a.